my wonderful and amazing patrons. How are you guys doing today? I hope you're doing good. You should comment below how your day is going, how your week is going, and how you're doing throughout this whole quarantine that is going on. My state just got put on lockdown a few days ago, so that's great. But you know what? I'm not working too much, so a lot of content's on the way. It's the beginning of the month. I'm gonna get a lot of content out there for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it and stuff like that. We're gonna get some Made Nico Girl in there. I'm gonna try to do lots of cute stuff for you. I have lots of cute videos coming too, so be excited for that. But yeah, my state's on lockdown now, so that is crazy. Our governor was like super dumb, and he was like, yeah, no lockdown. Like, I understand the economy and stuff like that, but when your state's like really like staggering in numbers of cases, it just gets a little scary. So it's like, people need to stay home. And it's really hard because I'm super clingy, as you guys can maybe tell from my Instagram, but I'm super clingy to my boyfriend, and it's really hard to not see him. Because I very much need attention and physical attention, because that's just how I am. That's just the type of girl I am. So yeah, it's kind of hard, but you know what? It's for the best of me and my boyfriend, because we both work at a grocery store. We actually work at the same grocery store. So like, we can both potentially, I mean, we're essential workers and we're around people all the time, so hopefully not, but it's possible that we may end up getting it. Hopefully it's not my boyfriend who gets it, because he used to have asthma, and even when he gets colds, he starts wheezing and stuff, and this is supposed to, like, make it hard for you to breathe, so I'm, like, really scared for him. I'm like, wear gloves, please be cautious, put your mics on. But, yeah, it really do be hard not seeing him, because I usually go over, like, a lot of nights, just because it's just convenient for both of us for me to go over at night, because he gets off work. He works a lot more than me, so, yeah. But we're trying really hard. Maybe I'm trying a little harder because I'm the clingy one, to like not get sad and stuff without not seeing him. But you know what? At the end of all this, it'll be great to see him, and everything will hopefully be all better and stuff like that. What was I gonna say? For some reason, I was thinking about the Olympics too, and how crazy it is that, like, how the Olympics had to get canceled and stuff, which, I mean, obviously it should have, but, like, it's so crazy. I wish I could go, because it's in Japan, and I really, this is so, like, weird, but you know what? Guess what? This is a free talking, free subject little podcast, and I really, really, really want to go to Japan. Like, a couple days ago, me and my boyfriend were watching a bunch of, videos from Japan. We were watching Disney Tokyo videos, actually, and the different foods they have there and the different rides, which are super cool, and the food looks a lot more better. A lot more better is not a sentence or words that combine, but a lot better than American food, like, I'm telling you guys. And it's cuter, the packaging's cuter, everything there is so cute and kawaii. What the heck, dude? America's gotta step up its game. But yeah, I really wanna go to Japan. We also watched this really weird video. I was looking up kawaii hotels, because I wanted to look at some kawaii hotels. You know, if I ever go there, I want to go to some cute hotel. So I looked that up, and, well, it turned out to be a video on a hotel that we were not expecting. It was, some hotel that had to do with you being able to order girls to come in there and do sexual stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is not the type of hotel I was looking at, but it was really cute on the inside, but it was just weird, like, I don't even know. But, we're watching a whole bunch of other videos, like different food places and stuff like that. And it's really cool to look at other cultures. And I really wish I could go to Japan one day. And I am making, like, I really want to make a trip with my boyfriend when we're older and we, you know, save up money and have, like, actual good jobs and stuff like that, to go to Japan. Do you guys want to go to Japan? Or what country would you guys like to travel to? Because, I don't know, it just seems so interesting. I've already been to two other countries. I've been to Spain and I've been to Colombia, because my mom is actually from Colombia, and her brother moved to Spain, which is why I went there. And both of those places are super amazing. I love the culture. I love the food. I love how everyone's outside, like, walking. Like, it's so different to see, like, that culture, and then you see America, like, everyone's kind of, like, shut in their house. And they have cars, of course. A lot of people there don't have cars, these taxis or whatever. So it's just so different to see the culture, but I love it so much. And, you know, it's part of me too, so part of my culture, and I enjoy it a lot. But, yeah, it's not good to go to Colombia right now, though, or I think it was, like, a couple months ago. Well, obviously not right now because of coronavirus, but that's not what I'm talking about, because I know they have, like, a bunch of, like, bad times. You know, you have to be careful there and be cautious because some bad things could happen. I mean, lots of bad people there, and you never really know, like, what could happen, so gotta be safe and do everything, like, you know, gotta do research before you go to a country. I'm not saying all countries are like that, but some are, so just some advice. But, yeah, I am excited to make another podcast for you guys later on in the month. Give me some ideas to talk about, because for right now, I'm just kind of rambling on about random stuff, but I want to, like, have subjects to talk about, too, you know? So, maybe I can come up with a couple, look some good ideas up, or ask my Instagram and you guys, so give me some good ideas. I'm excited to do a cooking video later on in the month as well. Still deciding what I should cook for you guys. I don't know if I should do like a simple one or do something big, but it also depends on like what my store has, because literally stores are being like sold out of stuff because of the coronavirus. So yeah, literally flowers sold out, so who knows, maybe I'll make like brownies or something yummy. But I'm excited to make that video. It should be fun. Kind of sucks that everyone's in my house though, because I'm gonna be like embarrassed. I'll be like, everyone go to your room while I make this video, please. But yeah, I just sat and watched like 5 episodes of 90 Day Fiancé with my family, and they're like an hour and a half long episodes, but they're so good, dude. I love 90 Day Fiancé. So I have a Roku TV, and we don't have TLC, which is like the channel that it's on. So I literally got on Amazon Prime Video, and I'm like, bye. I spent $30 for like one season, but you know what? It's worth it, because it's like the best show ever. It's so funny, it's so interesting and weird, and it's just really entertaining to watch with other people. Even just yourself is just so funny. I love it. You guys should check out 90 Day Fiancé because you will love watching that. But yeah, guys. Oops, I have a stain on my keyboard. Keyboard mat. Why can't I think of what it's called right now? Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day, a great week. I'm probably not going to post tomorrow because I have work. But other than that, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this little podcast. And yeah, bye guys.